is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dickton, an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file, period. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Rita Lardizabal, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is R-I-T-A. Last name is L-A-R-D-I-Z-A-B-A-L, period. On June 20th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The new paragraph. The patient is a 62-year-old female, height 5'1/2" tall, weight 123 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a grocery store incident where she fell on some grapes on or about September 17th, 2022, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she landed on her buttocks and her right leg went straight out, period. Her left leg was bent, period. Her hands tried to brace the fall behind her, period. This occurred in Walmart, period. She had immediate pain in her left knee, comma, low back, comma, and the next day pain in her neck and left shoulder, period. A couple weeks later, she had radiating pain down both legs, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still experiencing pain with diminished range of motion in the cervical, comma, left shoulder, comma, as well as the lumbar area with radiation down both legs, period. New paragraph. Her cervical pain is described as intermittent and occurs during the waking hours, approximately 8 of 24 hours per day, period. It is a dull, aching pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. It radiates to the shoulder blade and originally was radiating down the left arm, period. This pain was improved somewhat by surgery on March 15th, 2023, but she is still experiencing pain down her left arm to her fingers, period. She now has carpal tunnel on the left and was advised that she may need surgery on the other hand as well down the road, period. New paragraph. Her left shoulder pain is described as constant, period. It occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a burning, throbbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left arm, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain is described as constant, period. It is a sharp, throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to her feet, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next day she saw her nurse practitioner at Green County Clinic, period. Her knee was swollen, and she was advised crutches. She returned a few times and had x-rays as well as medication, period. She was seen by orthopedics, including IU Sports Medicine Clinic, period. She was given injections, including her left hip, left knee, and left shoulder, period. She was referred to physical therapy and had an MRI of the shoulder and knee, period. She had physical therapy for at least 3 months, period. She was seen at pain management and given an injection in her neck, period. An orthopedic specialist x-rayed her neck as well as an MRI performed, period. She was referred to a neck surgeon who did surgery on her neck and referred her to pain management, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living, including problems opening jars and doors, comma, squeezing bottles, comma, walking greater than a mile, comma, housework, comma, sleeping, comma, exercising, comma, sitting over 20 minutes, comma, holding a book, comma, steps, comma, and carrying over 10 pounds, period. New paragraph. Prescription medicines include Synthroid, comma, Claritin, comma, long COVID medicines, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, comma, cholesterol medicine, comma, and over-the-counter medicines for this condition, comma, oxycodone, period. She also takes some migraine medicines, period. New paragraph, past medical history includes long COVID, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, borderline lupus, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and migraines, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals neck surgery from this injury on March 15th, 2023, period. Endometriosis, comma, left knee, comma, reconstruction of the right knee, comma, meniscus tear, comma, and kidney stones, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, oxycodone, comma, physical therapy presently to the neck, comma, wrist brace, comma, and a back brace as needed, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. Her left shoulder had a tennis elbow 3 years ago, and it resolved without problems or permanency, period. She has not had any shoulder pain up until this fall injury, period. The patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never had sciatic pain down both legs, period. The patient never had radiating pain down her arm until this injury, period. She has not been involved in serious automobile accidents, only minor automobile accidents, and none with any major treatment, period. She had a work injury in 2014, injuring her right knee meniscus when she was squatting down and had a pop, and it resulted in surgery, period. This did heal completely without permanency, period. She has not had prior fall injuries, period. She has not had prior lawsuits, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of a case management for DCS. That's D as in dog, C as in can't, S as in situation, period. She is on long-term disability for long COVID, so as a result, she is not working, period. New paragraph. Upon review of records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Records from Horizon Health, H-O-R-I-Z-O-N, dated August 23rd, 2022, MRI of the cervical spine, showed at C6-7, there is relatively prominent disc bulging, period. At C6-7, generalized disc bulging, period. Report. Another report from Horizon Health state patient reports she sustained a fall 1 year ago as she slipped on a grape and has had neck pain since, period. Patient reports several injuries related to her fall 1 year ago, comma. She has complaints of left shoulder pain, comma, left hip pain, comma, neck pain, comma, lumbar back pain, comma, and bilateral hand numbness and tingling, period. Records from Paris Community Hospital June 17, 2022, MRI of the shoulder, stage 1 tendinosis of the rotator cuff tendon, period. There's articular sided fraying and partial tearing of the central slash anterior distal fibers of the supraspinatus tendon, period. MRI of the cervical spine reports moderate to severe neuroforaminal narrowing on the left at C6-7, probable associated with some degree of impingement upon the bilateral C6 and left C7 nerves, period. Records from Pain Management Center, January 3rd, 2023, new patient here today with chief complaint of low back pain and left neck pain, period. States she had a fall in March, slipped on grapes, period. Pain management records, January 17th, 2023. Assessment was cervical spondylosis without myelopathy to cervical radiculopathy. Since March 22, she had a fall and developed pain in her neck. Had an EMG, which reported an electrophysiologic evidence of carpal tunnel, period. 3, lumbosacral spondylosis without myelopathy. 4, pain of the left hip joint. 5, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. 6, migraines, 7, lumbar radiculopathy, period. X-rays of the shoulder, March 22, 2022. Impression is mild left glenohumeral and acromioclavicular joint osteoarthritis, period. Knee X-ray, no acute osseous abnormality. Pelvis and left lateral hip, mild left hip joint degenerative change, period. No acute fracture, period. Horizon Health note dated March 15th, 2023. Procedure performed a cervical arthrodesis by anterior technique, period. Arthrodesis is a R-T-H-R-O-D-E-S-I-S. They state 61-year-old female who had cervical radiculopathy, predominantly related to the C5-6 cervical stenosis, and also has a bilateral upper extremity radiculopathy and a pattern related to her C6-7 disc herniation, period. Discharge summary from Paris Community Hospital, admitted March 15th, 2023, discharge March 16th, 2023, admitting diagnosis was cervical radiculopathy, spinal stenosis in the cervical region, procedures performed, anterior cervical discectomy with fusion at C5-6 and C6-7, period. EMG, November 1st, 2022, was abnormal with bilateral mild carpal tunnel syndrome, period, and bilateral C6 and C7 nerve root lesion, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing my evaluation, I have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of her fall of March 17, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils eager and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Thyroid examination was unremarkable, period. Flexion showed diminished range of motion, with flexion diminished by 24 degrees, comma, extension by 20 degrees, comma, side bending diminished by 32 degrees on the left and 24 degrees on the right, period. cervical rotation diminished by 18 degrees on the left and 20 degrees on the right period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm present with tenderness and diminished strength period. Examination of the right shoulder was unremarkable period. Examination of the left shoulder revealed tenderness and crepitance on range of motion period. Range of motion was diminished with flexion diminished by 14 degrees comma, extension by 6 degrees comma, abduction ABD, abduction diminished by 24 degrees comma, adduction ADD diminished by 8 degrees comma, internal rotation diminished by 14 degrees comma, and external rotation diminished by 10 degrees period. Examination of the thoracic region was unremarkable, period. Examination of both wrists revealed positive tenelles bilaterally, period. There was diminished grip strength bilaterally, period. There was diminished range of motion of both wrists, period. There was diminished range of motion and crepitance in the right thumb, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve as well as diminished strength, period. Range of motion was diminished with flexion diminished by 14 degrees and extension by 6 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. There was diminished sensation involving the left dorsal foot as well as diminished strength of the left great toe, period. The patient had problems walking on her heels and tiptoes, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and C6-7 herniated disc, resulting in surgery of fusion at C5-6 and C6-7, as well as discectomy, period. Number two, left shoulder strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and tearing of the supraspinatus tendon per MRI, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number four, left knee trauma and pain resolved. Number five, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury in question of March 17th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 6% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left shoulder region utilizing Table 15-5, she qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. In reference to the lumbar region utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome utilizing Table 15-23, she qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment times 2 for each extremity, which equals 10% upper extremity, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. When we combine the four whole body impairments, the patient has an 18% whole body impairment as a result of the fall of March 17, 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She may need a bilateral carpal tunnel surgery that was precipitated and contributed by this fall injury, period. The patient did not have pre-existing wrist or hand pain until this fall, period. As a result, surgery is a very definitive option, period. Should surgery be necessary, It would cost approximately $125,000 and would be all-inclusive of hospital anesthesia, physician, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient will need ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can use a back and wrist brace at an estimated cost of $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500, period. Some injections in the cervical left shoulder and lumbar area would cost approximately $4,000, period. A shoulder specialist referral would be appropriate at a cost of $500, period. A pain management doctor discussed with her that she may need low back surgery pending an MRI, period. An MRI to the lumbar region would be necessary at a cost of $2,500, period. The patient states that there has been no discussion at this point of shoulder surgery, but she certainly has significant trauma as verified on the MRI with tearing of the supraspinatus tendon, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.